Okay, so the council meeting for Tuesday, January 5th, 2021 is called to order. Invocation by councilperson Joni Blaylock by the Pledge of Allegiance.
Heavenly Father, as we embark on a new year, we ask that you give us true faith and make that faith grow in us day by day through the year. Help us to love as you love. Fill us with your spirit so that we can choose what is best. We are weak, but we know that you are strong within us. Thank you for helping us to face each day with the power of your love, your forgiveness, and your grace. Continue to bless our city, our residents, and staff. We thank you for your great love and blessing over our lives. We pray these things in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Councilperson Joni, I apologize if I offended you, because I'm confused. I don't know what I'm supposed to call y'all anymore. So.
Oh. You know what, man, woman?
Yeah, exactly. I don't know what to say. I'm just going to... All right, call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Here.
Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Here.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Here.
Councilmember Boyd?
Here.
Mayor Kenney?
Here. I entertain a motion considering tonight's agenda.
Move to approve the agenda as written.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Consideration of previous minutes from our work session, regular council meeting committee of the whole of 12-1-2020. I'm sorry, work session 11-23-2020. There are no objections. Reading the minutes will be waived. Any corrections to the minutes? There are no corrections. Minutes stand approved as written. Any announcements?
Mayor, I have one. Our foray into community theater continues with our production of Beauty and the Beast. Tickets are available online, $15 each. We have 6 performances to comply with the COVID distancing regulations. Opening night is Friday night, and we are all very, very excited. Cast and crew has been working very hard to put a first-class production out. So please get your tickets and come see us in Beauty and the Beast.
I'm glad you said that, because a lot of people have been asking me about the safe seating. So
yes,
why there are so many performances,
so that
there can be safe seating. So don't let that deter you.
And that's at the event center.
Yes. And Mayor, the this coming Saturday is the e-cycling. You want to say something,
yes,
Greg?
Sir.
Go right ahead.
All right, thank you, Mayor, Council. Thank you, Jerry. Yeah, this just like to remind everybody that the Coastal Alabama Annual E-Cycling and Shred Day.
Shred.
I had to write it here. Is this Saturday, January the 9th. It's from 8 a.m. to noon. It will be again at the Gulf State Park Beach Pavilion parking lot. And it is a community service that is being presented cooperatively with you all, the City of Orange Beach, the Chamber, the Gulf State Park, and the City of Gulf Shores. We do encourage all of our citizens, all of our residents and folks to come out, bring up to 50 pounds of shred. We will shred it on site, bring old TVs or electronics that you no longer need. We will take those off your hands. We have volunteers. No one has to get out of the cars. And we'll keep it moving and let you get on with your day. So thank you all so much for your support. Thank you.
Thank you, Greg.
Thank you, Greg.
Thank you, Greg.
Mr. Allen, he did not say shrimp. He said shred, okay?
You're going to be there either way, though, right, Allen?
Yeah.
I go to the high bidder.
Hey, so we do have something neat in our neighborhood this weekend. We off Marina Road, you take a ride on Jubilee. We have a swamp area out there that is actually federally protected. When you look at the map, there's only 2, the state park in that area. And it's still just covered in debris from the hurricane. So our entire neighborhood is coming together for a work day. We cook out, we clean up, and everybody's bringing their gloves, and we're going to make piles out. So it's just kind of neat to see a neighborhood come together just to clean up after Sally, going, this is our neighborhood, let's take pride in it. So if anybody wants to come by, we're going to be out there from like 9 o'clock on and cooking for lunch. Woody, you can stay Wade can stay, just to make sure we don't do anything wrong. I see you shaking your head. Yeah. Like
don't give him blank check, Woody.
I know you're welcome, but I think it's just a cool deal that they come together and do it. Encourage others to do the same.
Any excuse for a party, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it was actually just a benefit to the swamp.
Yeah.
Mayor, can I ask Mr. Grimes a question or address an issue about the Gulf State Park accesses, the pay monitors, what's going on? I'm getting the phone calls since they started.
Yes.
We meet with them hopefully the 21st. Caught all of us by surprise.
Yes.
No one knew it was coming. It was a discussion that took place many, many years ago.
Right.
From what we understand, money fell in their lap from CARE Act, COVID money. Had to be spent by the end of the year, so they bought them with excess money they had. So the way I see it, it's state property. They do what they want.
Sure.
But I expect all Orange Beach residents to be free.
Yes.
And I
do
I think that's the very least for what we do for them. And I do think they will honor that as well. I hope so.
I hope so, too.
So we're going to meet with them and find out for sure on the 21st. But we're expecting at least that much.
And maybe partial repayment for what we maintain, because we maintain... Okay.
Well, we add a lot of value to the park.
That was a partnership.
Yes.
And it's been a great partnership for them, of course, for us maintaining and the level of maintenance that we do and upkeep we do for them.
It's a lot.
But also, who's going to be ticketing? Are they going to send a monitor down there to ticket people?
We don't have any details.
Still to be decided?
Yeah. Okay. I think all of those are to be discussed, but... The technology is still unknown to them as to all of what they could do. It may be different than the old way of checking cars, but we are going to discuss, they don't know how much revenue stream there is, but we're definitely going to discuss reimbursement of certain services. And the fee will not go into place until closer to spring break. They have told us that. So hopefully by today, if they didn't do it today, Philip, you may know, hopefully they'll cover those so that will make people understand, yes, they're installed, but they're not active now.
Right.
So all this will be explained more in press releases, but we've got to get past the first few steps, and they had to get them in before the end of the year, so that's why it was such a chaotic time.
Okay, thank you.
And from what we were told, it will not include boat ramps, and it does not include trailheads. It's only the four beach access.
Okay, thank you.
Megan, had you asked to do a library update?
Maybe.
Next time, okay.
Okay, anybody else? Anything else?
We do have the pass being dredged, so everyone can be aware of that starting this month as well. So be careful when you're out there, and we're happy that they're coming back. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Senator Shelby.
Yes.
Richard Shelby.
Madam Mayor. Yeah. The Saturday before Christmas, we had our youth sporting clay shoot and dove hunt out at Alligator Alley. And had an awesome turnout out there. It was just a great time. Had a lot of people from the community came out and helped out. Miss Annette Mitchell came out and helped out, and she was even busting some clays out there. So we had a really good time. Had over 30 families out there. I'd say probably close to 40 kids showed up for that event. Had a picnic. Jonathan Langston's son, Jack, smoked a whole pig and brought it out there for us for our lunch entree. Just a really good time. Thank y'all for letting me run those programs. I really do appreciate it, and I think it really does benefit the community. So thank y'all.
Amen. And Chris, thank you for running that program.
Exactly.
Appreciate it.
We did decide to start calling it the Young Militia Club.
Well, next time there's some pigs being done, I think you ought to let us all know.
Talk to the boy.
Talk. Jack is the
That he is.
I bet
he did.
Really
good. It's a full-time job being his
dad. Anyone else? All right. Auditing of accounts.
Move to certify the cash requirements with no related interests are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Move to certify the cash requirements with related interest in Swift Supply are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Abstained.
Okay, moving to resolutions. Resolution authorizing the execution of a performance contract with Mako Academics Arts and Athletics Club.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing execution of professional services agreement with Jackson Smith CPA Auditing Services.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing the purchase of a vehicle for the fire department from state bid, $36,946.40.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing the purchase of an ambulance for the fire department, Houston Galveston Area Council, $335,925.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Any discussion?
Just a reminder on that, the lead time, so we're way in advance, but we'll keep you posted.
Yep. Thank you.
For the community, that'll be three ambulances running. So it'll be a big help to have the third.
Yes.
So thank you, Chief, for y'all doing the research to get it done.
Exactly.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing payment, $3,000 to the Coastal Alabama Business Chamber, annual electronic recycling paper shred.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
And that was this Saturday?
This coming Saturday.
This coming Saturday, okay. Resolution awarding the bid for shooting range site clearing to Greenco Services, not to exceed $48,825.
Move to adopt.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Moving to public hearings. First one has been postponed to the next council meeting, the 19th, by request of the applicant. Second one is a public hearing for an ordinance amending ordinance number 172, the zoning ordinance, Bel Air Towers relocation at Mariner Lakes, PUD. So, are you ready, Mr. Griffin?
Yes. This application is a request for approval of a minor modification at the Mariner Lakes Plan Unit Development, particularly in the Bel Air Tower portion of the development. Entails relocating an existing isolated wetland northward to the an area adjacent to the existing lake, and then relocating building tower number two southward about 70 feet. Just a little background on the Bel Air Towers project. It was approved in 2006. It was four condominium towers, 480 total units. 2007 Fairfield Inn Suites was approved. This removed the building T1 from the Bel Air Towers project, and it left buildings T2, T3, and T4. If we go to the next slide, this gives you aerial map showing these Bel Air Tower project location. And the next slide, this was the plan that was approved in 2006. The green arrow indicates the isolated wetland area, and then the blue arrow indicates the location of the tower two. And the next slide, this was the aerial that was submitted with the Corps of Engineer permit showing the existing wetland. It's 0.82 acres. We'll go to the next slide. This is the revised plan that's been submitted. It shows the green arrow is the location of the wetlands. It's moving right next to the lake. And then the blue arrow is where the location of Tower 2. So basically, the wetlands in Tower 2 are just switching places. And if we go to the next slide, this is aerial that was submitted with the Corps permit showing the new location of the wetlands and the open water feature that will be right next to the lake. And our next slide, again, there's no changes to the building height and number of units. The three towers have a total of 375 units. 2006 plan showed 43 exterior parking spaces in the project area, four to three towers. This plan in the revision, they're providing 46, 22 of which will be gravel between the second and the third tower. Again, and we go to our next slide, this is just a modification requesting to flip the location of the wetlands and the tower two location.
Anything else?
That's it.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Any questions?
Yes, sir. So, in all honesty, This is better for that whole ecosystem, for the lake with the wetlands. It's less intrusive to the wetlands, actually, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The wetlands will be a lot healthier, I believe, next to the lake.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
My question would be, why was this not caught in the original PUD? Did something change that I'm not aware of? Or?
Good evening. My name is Andrew James. I'm with Volker Associates out of Gulf Shores. I'm the project manager for the project. I'm not certain why in 2006 the wetland relocation wasn't proposed back then. I do know that with some of the history that's occurred on this site, there's been some re-looks at that old plan. And as Councilman Silvers was mentioning, this is going to improve kind of the wetland that's there. It does provide wetland uplift by relocating it closer to the lake. It also provides an ancillary benefit in that those wetlands can flood in a storm. So we're providing a little bit more contour relief immediately adjacent to the lake, which will help bring down some of those flood elevations. I'm not saying it will solve all problems, but it is an improvement for that area. And that's really the impetus behind this project, is we're trying to relocate that wetland to improve the quality of it. The Corps was on board with it. They saw it as, if this development moved forward with the wetlands where they're at today, those wetlands will slowly degrade over time as they become more and more isolated, and there's really no way to provide that uplift if the towers were built in the configuration that they're in today. The main focus here was this was the shortest path doing this PUD modification in this form and fashion to get the wetlands relocated. And that's really the impetus behind the project, is to relocate the wetlands.
So is it going in phases? Will T2 be built and then a year, two, three later, then you're going to T3 and T4?
In talking with the property owner, they have no interest in moving forward with the towers at this time. They just want to relocate the wetlands. They've gotten a permit already to do the wetland enhancement project, and that's what they're wanting to do.
Who are the owners?
Morrissey.
St. Louis. Formerly John and Joan, but I think it's just Joan and John Jr. now.
Okay. Any questions?
Was there any comments from anyone from Mariner at the Planning Commission?
This didn't go to Planning Commission. This was a minor modification, so it just comes to the City Council.
So, just skeptically, you always have to approach these as, why are they making this move if they're not building the tower? There's always a step before the next step. And so I like to not have to figure it out sometimes and just kind of understand it. It just, maybe I'm missing something. I understand that they want to change it. If they've got Fairfield, they have no plan on doing it. It's difficult for me to grasp why they would spend the money to change the wetlands right now for no other reason.
It's my understanding that they're looking to sell the property.
Thank you.
Yes,
sir.
2006, the rules were different than they are today. Those rules may change in the next year.
Gotcha. Thank you.
And I will add, there are some additional stipulations that we put on the Bud Master Plan regarding drainage discharge from the site that we will attenuate it prior to, and we're not going to discharge back to the lake, and then some fire code items that were requested by the Bud Master Plan.
Thank you, sir.
Any other questions?
No.
All right. Thank you. Anybody in the audience have anything they'd like to add, or questions, comments?
Is that a short-term rental development, or what was the zoning for that?
There's a PUD.
Pretty
much, yeah. I don't think there was a built-in, at that time, there was no built-in limitation on rentals.
And our ordinance allows for short-term rentals inside of a PUD.
Right. This project was actually started early development 1982, 83, Mariner Lakes did, and it just evolved to the east towards the old Winn-Dixie Shopping Center.
Any other questions, somebody about anything? Okay, if not, we'll close the public hearing. Moving to ordinances, our first reading, an ordinance amending ordinance number 172, Zeke's Landing PUD modification, that has been postponed. Let's see. Ordinance amending ordinance number 172, Bel Air Towers, relocation, Mariner Lakes.
Move for unanimous consent to suspend the rules for immediate consideration of this ordinance.
Second.
Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Kennedy?
Yes.
Move to adopt.
Second.
Any further discussion? Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Kennedy?
Yes. Okay, first reading. Ordinance amending Chapter 30 of the Code of Ordinances for the City of Orange Beach to add a new article entitled Perdido Key Habitat Conservation.
If you would postpone that till okay. The next meeting, we've got some loose ends we got to tie up.
Okay. Move to postpone.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. We will adjourn and move right to our committee of the whole. So we'll have a motion.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Committee of the whole, Tuesday, January 5th, 2021, is called to order. We call the roll, please, ma'am.
Councilmember Silvers?
Here.
Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Here.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Here.
Councilmember Boyd?
Here.
Mayor Kennan?
Here. Consideration of previous minutes from our regular council meeting, Committee of the Whole, 12-15-2020. Those will be moved forward for review. Moving to new business under miscellaneous. Reschedule council meeting on February 16th, 2021 due to Mardi Gras holiday. Y'all good with that?
What day do you want to move it to?
Following Tuesday.
I'm good. Y'all good with that?
It'll be the 23rd. Is that a problem for
anyone? It'll be the...
23rd,
yeah. So you would have two meetings in a row.
Hey. Two meetings in a row?
23rd and then the following one for March.
And then March, yeah.
It's okay.
Yep. Okay. Set a meeting for Flood Damage Prevention Ordinance Board of Adjustment. 1/19/2021 at 4:30. Y'all good with that?
Yes.
Discuss purchase of educational materials for environmental awareness. I'm sorry, Lanny.
Yep.
Did you?
4:30. They scratched it and put 4:30 on here.
4:30.
4:30.
Is that good enough?
4:30 is good.
It
okay.
Is.
Thank you. Renee, will you please send us a text that day and remind us?
I will.
Thank
yeah,
you.
And I'll let Holly know.
And call. Discuss purchase materials for environmental awareness.
Oh.
Yes.
Can I hate to request, can we possibly look at the 9th for the council meeting? We have multiple projects that will want to be second in.
Okay,
and not wait until the end of February. One of them would be the bond. We'll have the second reading.
Oh, absolutely. Y'all good with that?
Yes.
Okay, I'm good.
Is that
no problem at all.
Thank you.
Thank you for
it.
Thank you.
That will be a Thursday, is that correct?
No, still a Tuesday.
Still a Tuesday?
It'll be the second Tuesday.
Yeah. Instead of the 4th. Or the, yeah.
Instead of the 16th.
Yeah. Okay.
You might want to text us on that one, too.
Okay. And call. Okay, back to education. Anybody else?
Yes, I know.
All right, purchase of education materials for environmental awareness.
Mayor, we're very fortunate. Linda Spangrude, the author of the book that we're promoting for to go into the elementary school. Anyway, it's a great book written that shows an appreciation for the environment and for the turtles. And our thinking was that if you want to change and that behavior, or if you want to educate people about the protecting the environment and protecting the turtles, and what better age than to start with the elementary school, K-4 through 6, and then you will have a generation coming through down here that will understand the value of those environmental issues. So it's a beautifully written book, and Linda, thank you for doing this. This is her second book. This one's written specifically, now you correct me if I'm wrong, specifically for an elementary level student. And so she was just saying to the city, would the city want to distribute some of these? It was our idea that maybe we should look at putting one in every student's hands at the elementary school, which would be about 600 copies. They're $10 a book. So it'd be $6,000 to do it. I just think it's that important to try to change behavior. We have seen a lot of education for the last 3 years that we've had leave-only footprints in place. We're certainly not there where we need to be, but this is just something that, in my opinion, is an educational opportunity. If we can put a few of these books in the library at the elementary. We can also put them at the library of the middle school and the high school. So I wanted the council to consider it. I think it would be the thing to do for Orange Beach.
Thank you, Jerry. Any other questions or thoughts?
I agree, Jerry. Starting at the elementary school, Tracy Holiday and Philip, you remember when we were pushing recycling, and we said they just don't get it. The adults don't get it. So what are we going to do? Plan of attack. Take it to the elementary school. Do you remember it, Tracy? Philip, you said it. Same thing.
Exactly.
Educate your kids first.
Exactly.
And they will educate the parents
exactly.
And the older ones. So
amen.
I think it's a good plan. And thank you so much. I haven't seen it, but I look forward
it's
to
it. It's right down
it.
Here. You can see it.
There was a copy up here.
It's right
there. Here it is.
And even I can read it, they said.
If you can, I'll read it to you.
Thank you.
I'm a retired kindergarten teacher, principal, and assistant superintendent. I have to say, I am so overwhelmed because that's my belief. We got to start with the kids. I do have to tell you another project with the book. The first book is this one. It is in all the elementary schools in our county because we had a private donor through Literacy Council Bio. This one tells about the sea turtle program, the little things that when they're born, how many eggs, all that. And this one also is a true story about an older woman I met, and then I befriended her and went down in the winter. She had just lost her husband. So through Miss Ella, the children learn about. This book evolved because of COVID-19, because of the fact that I was thinking about writing a second book. This is about a local citizen. She's a sea turtle volunteer, and she has done many things in our community. But she started out as a lawyer, and one night at the beach, I said to her, maybe she was not happy. I said, you need to quit. Unbeknownst to me, the next day she quit. But it turned out she's doing her passion. If I told you who she was, you would all probably know her. And she has done a lot of environmental things, leading, and she's still a turtle volunteer. But I had approached Mr. Johnson and Mr. Boyd and Mr. Kennan, Mayor Kennan, about an idea. And then when I talked to him, this idea evolved, and I'm all for it. I had a lot of people came to me when they heard this. I just got it in my hand Christmas Eve. That's how new this is. And they came to me and said, we got to get this out to our tourists. And I was a turtle volunteer since 06, and I walked the beach at 5 in the morning. This year, too. And our beaches were in a different condition. And I was hearing lots of reports from our tourist industry about feeling something's going on here. And then we would see a nest dug up, the eggs out, and then we saw the YouTube video of the little boy riding the turtle going, yippee, yippee. Everybody was angry, but I said, you know what? It's education. I have to believe that. That's my passion. And so they said, we got to tell them. So in this is all the protocol, and you saw one of the slides that mm-hmm. went through. At the end, I have lessons learned, and Herb Malone gave me permission. I've been working closely with Herb Malone, with the Coastal Alabama Foundation, because they approved everything. I wanted to make sure. But somebody said, we need to get this in the condos. And I go, right. I didn't think that would ever happen. Meyer has consented to 1,000 condo books. But we talked. Are they going to walk? They might walk. We don't know. But at least we educated 1,000 families, or maybe two, because our condos this year had 2 and 3 people in it. And so I'm doing fundraising for that, too. And that's really what I asked these about when they said the students in our... I said, I love it, having been a teacher. If the schools want me to come and talk and read and do... I do puppets with turtles and all of that. But I was so overwhelmed when I met with Ken, Mark, Jerry, that they would think, I'm putting this in the Orange Beach, every student's hand. I was overwhelmed because I do believe, folks, I always believe that. I do the leader in me, which you have done here.
Yes.
I'm just
Thank you. I'm truly overwhelmed to the point I'm going to stop talking.
Thank you, Linda. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Everybody good? Discuss Orange Beach Community Church repair schedule and process. Ken, do you want to brief everyone?
I think the main thing is you all know that we were several months ago given a rough timeline of the plan from putting it out for bids on their side of things, their goal of starting demolition, and then ultimately beginning to repair and rebuild whatever the end sanctuary and the building would be. None of those in those timelines that our staff had met with the leadership of the church, none of those were met. So we went ahead and brought this. So now from this point forward, it becomes a public discussion and for you all that we can just guide the process. So is anybody from the church here represented? I did leave a voicemail for Brandon Moore, the pastor, today. I don't know if he's in town or out of town, but it was a short notice thing, but it starts the discussion. Chuck and I have talked about it, and obviously we're tracking it as we would with any situation. And then obviously from Lanny, his staff, and Nelson Bauer, and everybody involved, we got a whole lot of staff just waiting on what is the next step. And I think at this point it's going to require some political pressure in our process, whether it's declaring it a nuisance or something, but tonight begins that. So just wanted to bring it as we start the new year. There's been plenty of ample time to begin something. And
building needs to come down.
Yeah,
it needs to come down. And yeah. It's unpopular. It's unfortunate. Well, it's not unpopular because there are people in our community that are tired of it. Yeah. And tired of seeing it, and it is an eyesore, and it's a safety issue. And I think we've been overly patient.
We have.
And it's time to move forward.
Well, I know for me, when I saw that metal off the roof sitting in the front yard for 3 months and nobody in the congregation would get out there and move it, I got no empathy for them. It needs to come down.
How long ago did it burn?
Three and a half years ago.
Any other building, we would have forced it within a year.
Yeah.
I mean, it was complicated in the sense in the early years because then the pastor died and you had so much change within the church and then you had insurance-related issues. But I think that time had passed and then we expected them to be ready to go and pull the trigger. So for Lanny's team and for Chuck and everything that we've dealt with, it's just at a point now where it's time, so we'll begin moving in the process of whatever step. And
we don't have any communication.
Yeah.
They don't show us the courtesy and the respect of communicating with us and working with us, knowing they've put us in a very awkward position of being protective of any church in this town, but at the same time realizing there are people that live around it. And it was really funny. We got a complaint from one of the ladies, not one of the ladies, I'm sorry, one of the residents right there in that area that she was so fearful of another storm because of the roof. And we did have that threat. I guess it was Zeta, or whatever. It turned out to be nothing.
Yeah.
But she was exactly right. It could have been. So, you know, enough's enough.
Is the building to come down anyways? You had a meeting with them. You had a schedule. Contractors were lined up and such like that.
They were going to leave the shell of the building, gut the interior, a new roof system, and make it into some type of atrium complex, essentially a gathering center. And it all sounds wonderful.
And then move the sanctuary to the second floor on the other end of the building. So that's where there was.
And you had a meeting with them prior to Sally, right?
When was that, guys?
We had a meeting October the.
Yeah, it was after Sally.
After Sally. Okay.
But at that point, by December, we were going to have demolition underway and pull the permits and all that. So
we've actually been having meetings really for 3.5 years.
Yeah.
Oh, you have?
Initiated by us. Okay.
Yes.
So. But the one where we saw the new plan was.
I got you.
As long as we don't do anything, they're not going to do anything.
And Chuck has that. If I think we had emailed that to you guys back at that time. So that's where we saw an opportunity in that timeline, but that timeline's not been met. So that's where we are tonight.
Yeah, they've not met any of the timeline dates. So. And like the mayor said, correspondence is kind of just non-existent. So
I would be much, much more open had there been a constant communication and explanation and reasoning as to where we are. But I really do think they've taken advantage of our kindness, and I'm done for as far as my single vote. So, well, let's just bring it forward for a public nuisance and be done with it.
Okay. We'll do it.
Thank you, Chuck.
If that's okay with y'all, if that's good with y'all.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
And mentioning the sheet metal, you know, in the storm that we endured in the aerial photos, we got drone photography and whatnot, and there is sheet metal in the woods south north of the kids' park. So it came from the church roof. So.
Okay, resolutions awarding annual bids for aggregate, chlorine, concrete labor, concrete, lime, masonry, labor, salt, sand, topsoil, sod, sludge removal, and disposal.
It's all annual.
A resolution declaring certain personal property owned by City of Orange Beach a surplus, authorizing the mayor and city clerk to dispose of such property.
Is there a list attached? I apologize. This isn't the fireboat, right?
It is.
Okay. I want to declare it surplus, but I want to let's put it on GovDeals and sell it.
What is the...
I agree.
I've asked for a closer value. Mm-hmm. Did you send it to me?
Yes. So I found a 1990 25-foot Boston Whaler Guardian also for sale in Miami for $35,000.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was one that had been like on blocks for 3 years. That was only 22 feet. That was selling for $16,000 in Myrtle Beach. So there's not that many. It's 1990. It does have two working motors, but, you know, value-wise, it probably won't fetch nearly as much as the $100,000 boat that we sold.
Well, it has some water intrusion issues. So is that not right, Chief?
Yes,
sir. And that needs to be disclosed. So it will hurt the value, but it does have a value.
I mean,
it's a, what are the, has it still got Yamahas on it? What years are those?
2012.
Okay.
Are they?
That's,
is it 2012?
Yeah.
I think
they're
in very good shape.
They've been maintained. Yeah, well, that's $10,000. Yeah. I mean, at least. So, yeah, it has enough value. It'd be hard just to give that away.
I think
mind,
we've
so.
Got to put it on there.
Yeah. And if we can't get anything.
There you go.
I think it'll bring a lot more than what we think.
Yeah.
So if that's the case, then after council approves that next meeting on the 19th, that sometime after that, we'll post it on GovDeals, which is just govdeals.com. Anybody can go on and look for it and bid.
Yeah.
The only other two things that we have on surplus are police holsters, old holsters. We'll put those on GovDeals. And then an air compressor from the art center that's broken. So that was no good, and we just disposed of that.
Well, I think every councilman should get a holster.
Yeah.
We have our own guns.
Yeah.
So.
Fund the council, not defund the police.
Yeah, right.
Next thing you know, Miss Annette's going to be wanting guns. She's going to go
it.
To all these shooting events.
City
exactly.
Issues, watch out.
Right.
It's
a good shot.
Fanny Oakley.
I'm glad to see y'all are back.
Oh, man, just like my sister.
Now, I just want the record to reflect that that was the first time I picked up a rifle or a shotgun. A shotgun. And I was not at all. With Tim Harry's tutelage, I was able to hit three in a row.
Three clays in a row.
Yep.
Wow.
That's good.
So,
I missed my first
Tim
three.
Must be very, very
yeah. So, yeah, I missed my first three. So that is good for you.
It was big fun. And those children are so excited. And Chris and Jonathan, you do such a great job with that event. I am happy to stand in for Jeff Boyd anytime he can't make it.
Welcome back again.
That's not exactly how it went.
But
he
didn't
need me, and I chose to go fishing.
I do want to say that several of those children asked for a team, a city team. So maybe that's something that we can do with our shooting range.
Are you shooting 20 gauges?
Yes, sir.
Is that what you put on a net?
Yes, sir. We had 20 gauges and 410s out there for the kids to use.
Okay.
Is that what I shot?
Good job.
Yeah, and
that's
and,
what I shot.
And Chris Myers of Chris Myers Chevrolet, he donated 5 cases of 410 shells for the event, and those things are expensive right now.
And they're hard to get.
They're hard to get, and we had kids as young as 6 years old out there that were hitting those clays one after another with those little 410s. I couldn't believe it. They were just, it was amazing.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun. Pretty sandpaper hard. Couldn't wipe the grin off their faces.
Yes. Chris Myers is a good man.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, that's addictive. I'm telling you. I had a blast. First time I'd ever done it. And well, it wasn't the same day. It was some other time. It was a lot of fun.
So. I'll say one thing real quick. The most impressive part of it, what stuck with me the most, was when we did our safety talk with the kids and we went over how to properly handle the firearms, and especially when you're around other people, proper carry positions, how to keep the chambers open, et cetera. To watch those kids, how focused they were on trying to maintain that level of safety throughout the whole event. Usually you would think after a while the kids would start getting lax or whatever. That did not happen. Those kids were really paying attention and focusing on that. And if nothing else, it was worth it for that alone, for the whole event.
Yeah.
Well, Tim Harry has volunteered to be the coach of the new shooting team. So we'll talk about that at budget time. Okay, Ford?
Tim, are you not a champion skeet shooter? Mm-hmm. What title do you hold?
Thank you, Tim, for volunteering to coach the team. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. We appreciate it, buddy.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
And those parents were very engaged with their children. And it was girls and boys. It really was something wonderful.
Thank God for letting me do it.
Well, we're going to do it again.
Yeah, absolutely.
Whenever you say, be ready.
Yeah.
We can do it.
Yeah, well, line up another. Might as well. So.
Where is that new shooting range from, by the way? I'm sorry, I don't know.
South off of, was it Russian? Roscoe?
Yeah, Roscoe.
Russian Road.
Over back behind EMC. In the woods, back behind EMC. So hopefully we're going to have a nice range eventually. We're getting there. But. Anything else, guys? No, that's... No. Popeye's has been postponed.
Yeah. And is council okay with setting a public hearing for the coastal beach development? They're requesting a minor modification to their PUD for February 2nd. That way we can post it for the 15th.
Yes.
Y'all good with that?
Yes.
February 2nd.
Okay. I'll entertain a motion to go into... public comment. Anybody? Anything? Any subject?
Mr. Bill.
Bill Jeffries.
First of all, will the shooting range have a skeet and trap?
We talked about installing 5 stands.
Okay.
But we because of room, we can't have trap, skeet, and 5 stands. We certainly don't have room for 40 plates. Of course, 5 stand replicates, you know, sporting clothing.
Right. Well, I hope that can work.
Russian Creek up in Perdido, Alabama, Bill.
I just want to let the council and the mayor know that I have entered my name for consideration for the Orange Beach Water Authority Board. That ballot will go out on January the 15th, and I would like to ask for your support and your vote when that comes up. My reasoning... Basically, it's just another way for me to get involved in my community. I'm getting kind of tired of looking at these faces all the time. But
thank you,
whatever I can do, I've had some experiences with some of the folks there, and I think there's some things that I can do to help. So if anyone has questions, would like to talk to me about those, let me know. We'll sit down and talk about them.
Thank you. Any questions for Bill?
Thank you, Bill.
Good luck, sir. Thank
you. Bill, if anybody's thinking about doing the polar dip, they could come to you.
I did do the polar dip.
I know. So they can come to you and get a first-hand experience.
Oh, my.
Was this your first time, Bill?
No. It was not. Pam and I have done it several times, but this time we had a special reason for it. Our oldest grandson, Phoenix Iverson, was here. He and his wife, who is expecting. And Phoenix lives in Decatur, Alabama, on the Tennessee River. And every year, they, as a family, polar dip in the Tennessee River. And he was kind of glad to be down here because the water temperature up there was 41 degrees. And we had it about in the low 60s. It was really quite pleasant, except for the six-foot waves. They were a little challenging. But it was a great event. There was a lot of folks there, a lot of folks. But again, I would ask for your vote, and if anyone would like to have a conversation about it, I mean, thank you.
Well, I find Bill to be extremely, extremely reasonable. He's a good listener.
Yes.
And we need, and I appreciate with the changes that we've seen, we have a better working relationship than we've had with the new board, Jason, Jimmy.
Yes.
Jack, hard to forget Jack. And I think Bill would be a great, great asset and addition. And I appreciate you running. I really do. So, and thank you, Jimmy, and everybody else.
Mayor, I just want to make one comment. I know they're not here, but I just wanted to thank all of our Public Works employees and all the employees that dealt with our Christmas lights this year and all of the decorations and, you know, just getting to the point that I've had a lot of conversations with people reminding them when there were great comments about our community and how well the Christmas lights and how great they looked and it was so nice, but I reminded them we just went through a hurricane. And so to get back to the point that not only did they look well, but things worked and functioned. And again, kudos to Baldwin EMC. I know they're working hard. There's a lot of citizen street lights that are still out and things around town in most neighborhoods, but to where we are, and I think now we're at somewhere around day 113. I may be off by a day, but I'm counting. So we're tremendously light years ahead. But the Christmas season was great because of that. And they were taking those down, obviously, the last 2 days. And as the winter guests arrive, they get to see those for a day. So, but it worked out great, and I just appreciate everybody that's gotten that back.
Before we go, I had a question. We come in on Facebook about Coastal and our property and how the parking would be managed. I think there's a summary on the website. Am I wrong?
It's on the news page. So if you go to the website, and I think I sent that gentleman a link, but his concern is more about how parking will work, and all those details are going to be worked out. But we know we're going to have guaranteed 100 parking for residents and another overflow parking of 100 that will mesh, and then there's a lot of shared parking in a nutshell.
Yeah, but it is not defined or refined exactly how it's going to work. But like Ken said, there will be some availability for residents at no charge.
Right.
Then there will be availability for residents beyond the 100 throughout the year, but it will be at a charge. Mm-hmm. Unless you buy something at the restaurant and with a receipt, your parking would be validated for that time frame. So we think because of working with the restaurant, whose busy times will probably be after 5, and hopefully ours will be before 5, or sundown or whatever, that we can work out an acceptable trade-off, because in return for shared parking, we get shared use of their 400 feet of beach. So now we have 800 feet of beach available for essentially the price of 400. So we think it's going to be a really good deal.
Sure.
And I hope they answered the question. If not, if they didn't answer your question, call me directly, 747-8282, 747-8282, and I'll be glad to talk to you about it. All right, anybody else, anything else? Okay, then I'll entertain a motion to go into executive session, discuss real estate.
Move to go into executive session to discuss real estate.
Second.
Okay, do you have your disclaimer, or is that after the vote?
We don't need that for real estate.
Okay, good. Okay, then all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, any opposed? All righty, guys.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank y'all for coming.